Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we are joined by Meredazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm kind of excited seeing little green buds on some of the few remaining plants that I have left to me. My husband pruned the redbud tree, and I'm still mad at him about it. It looks like a stump. But since things are starting to grow and spring is really actually on its way for the fourth time, garden soil, planting, getting the garden ready, do I need to test my garden soil?
It would be in your best interest. And you are right. Things are starting to bud out. I saw someone posted some pictures of some tulips already starting to come out. And so I hope winter doesn't rear its ugly head and kind of damage some of that. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But yes, we are getting close to time to be thinking about our gardens. And I know some people have seeds already started or coming up on that St. Patrick's Day, which is the time to get our potatoes in the ground. But we still have time to think about what do we need to do to maybe prep our soil for the garden. And one of the things I'm going to talk about in the prepping process is soil sampling and seeing where our nutrients are. And most people think that when we test soil that we're only looking for nutrient deficiency. But we're also looking to see if the soil maybe already has adequate nutrients or if we have too many nutrients in the soil so that we can kind of adjust the amount and type of fertilizer that we're putting on or if we even need to put any on. And honestly, most of the lawn and garden soils that we get back have more than adequate levels of both phosphorus and potassium. And what happens is the plants don't use that as quickly as the nitrogen, and so it remains in the soil. And then each year we keep adding more, and we don't need to. It's not helping our plants. It's actually hindering them, and it's costing us more money. And so those are some of the things that we need to think about, is that if we don't need the nutrients, that we don't need to add them, and it can be a source of pollution. So if we're testing our soils, we can see where things are at. You probably don't need to test every year, but I'm kind of one that every 2 to 3 years, it's important to sample. And the other time I would say, if you've applied some type of organic matter of manure or something like that, you might want to test because you may have soil that is too hot in nitrogen and your plants are basically going to burn up. And I've had that happen to some producers. And so then you know if you need to maybe incorporate some other soil into it or other organic matter to help offset that. And so we're going to want to be testing our gardens right now. And you'll want to take a sample from multiple locations within your garden. It's just kind of like our pastures. We do the same thing. And we want to take those between 6 and 8 inches deep. And then once you take all those samples from different areas, you mix it together and you bring us about a pint of soil. So think sandwich Ziploc bag. And that kind of helps make sure that we're getting a uniform sample across your whole garden. And so we know that we're going to have some fertility issues if we've got poor plants. And we can get poor plants from poor drainage, poor soil structure, diseases, and contaminants. But we also know that our plant performance can be helped by making sure that the nutrients in our soil are in the proper levels. One thing that we are going to be able to tell you when you bring those samples in is we'll be able to tell you the pH level of your soil and also the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium that is in the soil. And then we can do a recommendation on should you be adding lime or sulfur, depending if we need to raise or lower the pH, and then the amount of nutrients that we need to add. And a lot of times we just need to add a nitrogen application that will help get those things leveled out. And so I would encourage you, if you are new to gardening or you've been doing this for years, to think about sampling the soil in your gardens so that you can get the most bang for your buck when applying fertilizer and also the most bang from your plants. Because if the nutrients are in great condition, your plants are going to thrive. And one of the things that I can give as a great example is we get a lot of people who are like, oh, my tomatoes look amazing. Well, the plants do anyway, but I don't have very many blooms and my fruit is not setting. What is going on? Well, your tomato plant is getting too much nitrogen from the soil and it's spending all of its energy producing a plant versus the fruits. And so there are different things that happen when we have too many or too little of whatever nutrient it may be. So I would encourage you to do a soil sample. Any extension office can take those and you can just drop them off and then we can email you or mail you the results. And in addition to the soil fertility, I just wanted to touch on some other things to think about real quick. When you are thinking about your garden, maybe if you are having some trouble or deciding where to put it, some other things that can affect our plants that are not due to nutrient deficiencies or the pH is if we don't have enough sun, if we have poor soil, so maybe we have too much clay or we have a lot of sand in it or just different things like that. Also, sometimes we forget about walnut trees. Walnuts give off a natural herbicide and that can interfere with the growth of plants like tomatoes. And so especially black walnuts, they are very toxic. Tree roots can cause some issues in our garden. If our soils are shallow, improper watering, and believe it or not, overwatering. So those are some other things to think about besides soil nutrients. And if you have any questions or have had some issues with your garden in the past, please feel free to give us a call or call whatever extension office you may be closest to, and we can help you out with that. So Audrey, I just thought this was a great topic because it is. It's starting to be like spring. I want it to be spring. It's going to be spring eventually. So
at some point.
Out and get your gardening going. Yep, at some point. So Audrey, that's what I have for today.
Well, that is a very helpful springboard because anybody who knows me well enough knows the tomato saga and the complete lack of success I've had there. It wasn't my fault that a tree fell on the tomato, but other things, now I've got something that I can do that might actually help. Maybe I will be successful in growing something besides a pot full of twiggy leaves.
Yeah, that's what I get at my house too.
Oh yeah, we're great at growing stems. Yay.
Yep.
But this is a good start, and I appreciate the information. So thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Audrey.
Thank you. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.